I got a confession, Daniel, and maybe I shouldn't even say this on the radio, to be honest. I may have broken some big rules here, but
what did you do?
You know, like I've gotten on the radio before and talked about like Teladocs, where all you got to do is call these people and tell your symptoms, and then they'll call you like a prescription in. Now they're not going to give you like the good stuff. You're not going to get Xanax and stuff. But anyway, I had a neighbor and she came down with the flu, and she was so sick, Daniel, that I even called her husband. I said, "You got to get her to the doctor to get some Tamiflu, which is like an antiviral." And I said, "Dude, get her to the doctor." And he goes, "Tig, I've known this woman for 20 years, and I've never seen her lay in a bed. She's active. She's energetic. She's in shape. I've never seen her lay in a bed. And I don't even think she can make it to the doctor." So you know what I did? Is this, can I even say this?
Please do. I'd love to hear
you. Is this bad?
Dig yourself a hole. Go ahead. What'd you do?
Is this bad?
No, go ahead.
So anyway, in a moment of genius, which I have quite often, I said, "All right, so she's got the flu. We know she's got the flu. She's running 103 temperature. She's throwing up. Like, she's got the flu." Because I even brought him a COVID test that was negative. So, you know, by process of elimination, if it's not COVID, it must be something, you know, else. And so I called the Teladoc on the phone. And they call and they say, like, "Hey, Mr. Tig, what are your symptoms?" And I wrote down her symptoms. And I said, "Listen, I'm throwing up all the time. I've got a 103 temperature. How long ago did this start?" I said, "Like last night." And keep in mind, I'm not sick, but I'm telling the teledoctor.
Mm-hmm.
And they even get on the phone and they're like, "I'm licensed in Oklahoma and my number is 15. And I go, yeah, fine. So I told the doctor that I have the flu. And they wrote me a prescription. I went to Walgreens and picked it up there on Cherry Street. Came home and gave it to Laura.
Good.
Is that bad?
While that's nice of you to do that, you did commit insurance fraud.
That's insurance fraud?
Well, who paid for the doctor visit?
I paid.
Your insurance pays.
Oh, I see.
So now you've committed insurance fraud.
Oh. Is that a violation?
I don't mind, but, you know, funny thing about insurance companies, they don't like it.
You know what's funny is that, like, in town, there's people that have that marijuana card,
mm-hmm.
and then people that don't have it. And so whoever's got it, a lot of people go to that person and say, "Hey, can you go and get me some gummies?" But I feel like I'm that guy, except for just, like, flus and colds now.
Like, instead of the drug dealer, you're the insurance fraud dealer. You know, one time we got on the air and we were laughing and bragging about how we had kind of scammed the IRS a little bit on our taxes. And then we both received red letters in the mail. When I say red, it was on pink paper. And
yeah.
We opened it and we were audited.
Me and Daniel got audited by the Internal Revenue Service. And I'll tell you this, I don't recommend it.
Well, my point is, we got on the radio flapping them gums.
So you're saying because I'm flapping my gums.
And like, now you're flapping those gums again.
Yeah, but a lot of people, they like use their card to buy drugs for other people. I'm only getting Tamiflu for people.
Whilst committing insurance fraud.
But I did the right thing. If I am on my deathbed one day, I will not regret trying to help somebody.
Well, yeah, because you're about to die. You're not going to be in prison much longer.
Did you see this this dog in Bartlesville, like canine unit dog with the police? And, you know, when you think about canines and law enforcement, you think about them sniffing for drugs and stuff. And you think about them, like, trying to follow a convict through the woods and all that. Apparently, they can find your stolen tools, too.
Oh, like a bloodhound sniffs them out.
How about this? This is from Bartlesville, our buddy Cal Day from News on 6.
Thaddeus, the Bartlesville canine, keeps busy when it comes to seeking a scent. His handler, Officer Luke Reeves, trains him often.
He's very nose down, which means he keeps his nose on the ground looking for the odor that he's wanting to find.
Bartlesville police say Thaddeus was put to work here at the construction site of the new ag building where tools went missing. Officers say similar crimes have happened before, and the thieves stashed the tools in the area behind the job site. That's where Thaddeus got to work.
He's a pretty quick worker. It kind of helps that we had kind of a generalized location of these footprints led here, so we kind of started in that general direction.
Police say Thaddeus found the right sin, and within minutes, police were able to give the drills and batteries taken from the construction zone back to the rightful owners.
10, 15 minutes later, I called the officer who was taking the report and told him, hey, send him this way. We found his tools. And he's like, really?
Thaddeus is one of six canines working with Bartlesville police officers.
And with Thaddeus, I mean, this is, I believe, our second time that he's been able to recover some stolen property for us.
The department says the dogs play a crucial role in detecting things that humans cannot.
Boys, good job, buddy. Good job, buddy.
There's plenty of praise for a job well done.
Police say the investigation into who took those tools and put them behind the Ag building is still underway. Anyone with information is urged to give officers a call.
I didn't know that they would look for tools and stuff.
I didn't either. I thought if you gave somebody an item or a dog an item of clothing, they'll find the person, but they'll find tools as well.
Yeah, I guess. What did they do? They let them smell what the tools are smelling like, and then they go and find that smell?
I guess. I don't have any idea.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
I'm no longer on the force.
What do you got, Daniel? Good morning.
Did you see this? A Michigan man was arrested after he broke into a closed-down prison. Cody Bellamy had stolen jewelry, cash, and burglary tools on him and inside of his vehicle. Here is the sheriff, somebody from the sheriff's department, talking about the break-in.
Most of the time when we get called is for somebody trying to break out of prison, not break into prison. His initial statements were that he wanted to just walk around and take a look, but, you know, in reality, when you're in possession of burglary tools and masks, we know that's not the case.
Yeah, trying to do a little look-see into the old prison.
You know how, when I was a kid, my dad loaded us in the station wagon, taking us to the prison for a tour?
If there was a closed-down, abandoned prison around here, I'd probably take a little walk through it, too, probably. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Did you see that Jelly Roll documented himself getting full-mouth reconstruction? Here he is giving us the list right before the procedures are done.
I'm at the practice getting all my teeth done. I've had these same veneers for 20 years. I'm finally getting them replaced, and I'm getting some implants, and I'm getting some cavities and some wisdom teeth pulled out. I'm getting completely mouth reconstructive surgery, kind of. I feel like I'm finally taking care of stuff.
Aren't you nervous if you're a Jelly Roll? I mean, your career's on fire right now. Is this going to change your voice at all?
Yeah.
Another kind of famous person that just had, I guess he just got veneers. What is that called? Up top when you get the new veneers in?
Unsure.
I think it's veneers. Jason Isbell was worried it would affect his voice, so he was reluctant to get his teeth fixed. So you know Jelly Roll must also be worried about him.
You know who? I feel like we can say this on the air because he talked about it on his show, but our buddy Bobby Bones, he got like all his teeth pulled and put new teeth in.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so scared to go to the dentist over one thing. I couldn't imagine having like your whole mouth redone.
Got to take care of your teeth, buddy.
Yeah.
You only get one set.
Unless you get dentures. Get a replace.
A 12-year-old runaway child was found after apparently spending an entire night inside of a Target in Ohio. Here are people in the community talking about what happened.
I'm glad that the kid's safe and all, but still, that's just shocking. They wouldn't be able to, you know, go through and see that there's a kid in here.
A child alone, period, is bad. But then inside a retail store, a whole lot of things could happen.
I don't know how to feel about this. If I'm in Target 3 o'clock in the morning and a 12-year-old walks by, I would just mind my own business. I wouldn't think twice about it, but I don't know what you do. What are you supposed to do if you see a 12-year-old? Maybe tell the manager?
Yeah, that would be concerning to me. At 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
That's not a time that you usually see children out and about.
Typically not, but I wouldn't assume the worst, I guess. A new study found that you ever wonder why people write a smiley face on your receipt?
To get a better tip?
Get a little bit more of a tip.
Is that right?
15% more tip, a neutral face emoji. If you make a smiley face, 25% more tip.
That's so psychological.
Who in the world is writing a neutral face emoji onto the receipt?
Yeah, I do get a smiley face every now and then. Never seen like a neutral face.
Yeah, that's right. Strange.
That'd be weird.
Eric Church is going to open up his own bar now with a 19th show residency. The bar is going to be called Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody going to have a bar in Nashville now?
Everybody does, man. Daniel used to do this thing, and this is awful, by the way. We lived in Nashville for a time, and there's like Jason Aldean's bar and Luke Bryan's bar, and Miranda Lambert ended up with one and all that. But also Johnny Cash.
It was Johnny a bar. Cash meeting three.
You could go eat at Johnny Cash's.
Dinner, like a lunch of a, you go through like a buffet line.
And what happens at Jason Aldean's and Luke Bryan people walk in and they're all, like, always ask the servers, like, hey, is Jason Aldean coming in today? Hey, is Luke Bryan going to be here today? Daniel would walk in there and go, is Johnny Cash coming in today? And the waiters are like, you know, he's dead.
And then I would act shocked. It's like, he passed? No. And finally, I'm very excited about this. You make fun of me all you want. Barry Manilow is coming to Tulsa August 23rd at the BLK Center. I got to tell you, Barry Manilow, one of my guilty pleasures.
What's
buddy.
His big song?
What's his big song? Mm-hmm. He's got about 100 hits.
Okay. Do you have any
song,
audio?
Mandy?
Yeah.
You want to go? I'll see if I can find two floor seats together. If I can, me and you will go together.
Barry Manilow? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be there.
You might actually like Barry Manilow, man.
I'll be in the bathroom chugging a beer.
Why would you do that? You can chug it in the show. Why would you hide into the bathroom like a weirdo?
Sit in a stall and get some private time.
All right. All right. You know what? You're uninvited to Barry Manilow.
Oh, God.
With me.
Don't do that
to
me.
At the BOK Center, August 23rd.
Speaking of fun things to do, Dana, we got tickets for you to go to the Oilers, also skate on the ice, and a Taiga Dana wireless Bluetooth waterproof speaker. That's our 740 giveaway with a bullfight right here with Taiga and Dana.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Well, good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull at 6:44. Hello, Daniel.
If I can get somebody over here, what are you doing? You coming up? You're going to go out of town for spring break?
Yeah.
What are you, college kid?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Like about 10 years ago, an intern came up to me and said, what are you doing for spring break? And I said, that is the cutest thing I've ever heard. When you're an adult, you don't do spring break, really.
Mm-hmm.
But the only reason, and I think a lot of parents are doing this, the only reason you're really doing spring break is because your kids are going to be on spring break. And so they're out of school, so you got to do something.
So you're going to go do a spring break?
A little bit.
What are you going down to? Club La Vila? Maybe Panama City?
No, we're going to a place called Broken Bow.
Broken Bow. Where is that now?
It's in Oklahoma, but I guess it's like lakes and I've never been there. Hills. I don't know what it is.
Sounds dangerous.
Hmm. I mean,
what kind of people are in Broken Bow?
I looked it up on the on Google.com.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very gorgeous, but it's definitely not like there's no like going to the beach and pounding bush lights and throwing footballs and stuff. This is
it out in the middle of nowhere? I mean,
more refined. Yes, it's out there. 3 hours from here, I think. I should have queued this up a little better, by the way.
This is... That's where I should have started it. Are you going to be able to survive a trip to Broken Bow?
I'm actually surprised my wife invited me to go.
I thought the spring break would be for the children, and yet y'all are going to Broken Bow for drinking mint juleps on the porch.
Apparently there's a hot tub.
Oh, yeah, kids love hot tubs they're not allowed to be in. Don't you have to be like 17 to get in a hot tub?
But I have hot tub trauma because of what happened to me with you.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Daniel went skiing in Salt Lake City, and our wives and girlfriends were all there, and like 10 people, whatever it was. And so like 8 people were in the hot tub, and I was late to the hot tub. And this traumatizes me, so I don't even want to go to a hot tub anymore. And you know how when somebody gets into a bath or a hot tub, the water level rises. You know, you put a 150-pound person in there, it displaces water, and it goes up an inch or two. And then it goes up another inch or two when somebody else gets in. And when you got 8 people in there, this thing was right at the rim of the hot tub. And I just happened to have the misfortune of being the last guy in the hot tub. So I dragged my big butt in there. And it was like Niagara Falls suddenly. Like, the water went over the sides. It got in people's drinks. It got their towels wet. And even though I wasn't the biggest dude out there, I just happened to be the last dude in the hot tub. Oh, is that debatable?
Were you not the biggest dude out there?
Well, I don't know.
Tyke starts easing down into the hot tub. Because, you know, a hot tub, you can't just cannonball into it. You'll boil like a lobster. You have to ease to it.
It's like
gently down.
4 degrees, right?
And as he's easing down, water starts to flow out, almost as though he's Moses parting the Red Sea. And I mean, people are grabbing their cell phones, moving towels, grabbing their drinks. And the water starts to pour out. Your wife, delighted by this.
Oh, my wife.
That it's a wet spectacle.
I've never seen her laugh so hard. She enjoyed that I was in pain and embarrassed.
And you're going to miss, now you're going to be out of town, you're going to miss St. Patrick's Day.
I know. I love St. Patrick's Day, too.
What are you doing, buddy?
I don't know, man. When you're married, you got to do what your wife says. So I don't even know what's happening.
Pretend to be sick.
I'm going to have a stomach virus on St. Patrick's Day.
Buddy, I don't know if you've heard yourself the last 2 weeks. You've been really close to having to go to the hospital now. You finally sounded normal. Yeah. Just pretend to be sick again.
Somebody gave me a business card for hospice. So
yeah?
Just in case.
All right. Were you going to miss out on, they're going to close down Cherry Street again and do all that? You're missing out, buddy.
Miss out on
now
that
I live over there, you have a place to park.
That is fun. So they got activities in town all over the place this St. Patrick's Day, which is Sunday this year, isn't it?
And then you're going to be all the way out in Broken Bow.
You don't even get it to the good part of the song.
Well, excuse me.
Excuse me. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys. We're talking yesterday, Daniel's mom is in town right now, and different than my mom. My mom comes to town, and she pretty much wants to leave as soon as she can. Your mom will stay for like 3 weeks. And funny story about Daniel's mom is that, what do you call this thing where when you sit down and you watch a TV show, you like to eat something at the same time?
I have what I call a eatin' show. Like when I get home for lunch, I'll either watch News on 6, or if News on 6 is not on, I'll watch a eatin' show.
So when you have your sandwich in the middle of the day or your tacos or whatever, you throw on something on television.
Something to watch while you eat, like the Office or something pleasant.
Got it.
Yeah.
And Daniel's mom was in town last time around, and that show Dahmer was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And Dahmer, I don't know if you guys know this, and I'll try to keep this PG-ish, but the guy, he was a serial killer, and he did grotesque things with human bodies.
Yeah, he's a cannibal, too.
Yeah. And you get home one day, and you got off work from here, did our little radio show. You run home. Your mom's in town. You're excited to see her. You get home, and what is she up to?
She's eating a sandwich watching Dahmer. That's her eating show was Dahmer.
I'm like, I don't think you can eat during Dahmer, man.
This guy's laying down with cadavers. What are you doing?
I got a chicken salad sandwich.
She's eating, watching a horrific.
I could see watching Dahmer. The Office, you know.
She loves those kind of crime shows. I think all parents get to an age where all dads get to that World War II age, and all moms get to that NCIS, CSI.
Mm-hmm.
Crime show age. She doesn't like any cussing at all. You can't say any cuss words, but now she will watch them you know, look over a badly burned body for an hour trying to figure out what happened.
But you can't say hell.
Oh yeah, don't say anything bad, but yeah, burnt up guy, sure.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
She keeps on loving me, and I keep on wondering why.
.985 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. So it's Shark Tank with Daniel.
Tig, do you want to make a lot of money with me?
Yeah, but every time you have an invention, even if it's good, you never follow up. So I've never seen a return on anything.
Well, I'm the invention guy. The sharks are the ones, the investors that make it happen. Am I right? Speaking of sharks, we've got two on the line right now. We've got Steve on line one, Doug on line two. Steve, what do you do for a living?
I'm a truck driver.
Somebody's radio is turned up. If they could just turn that down. You're a truck driver there?
That is. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Where are you headed to today?
Just here in Tulsa, just local.
All right. And Doug is on line two. Doug, what do you do for a living?
I am a mechanic.
Mechanic?
Right. Yes, not a mechanic.
All right, sharks, let me ask you guys a question. Where do people like to go have drinks at?
The bar.
Bars.
Yes, the bar.
Tig, do you like going to the bar?
Yeah, every now and then.
Tig and I used to live in Nashville, and what's very famous in Nashville sometime are what's called pop-up bars. These are bars that occupy a small space. They have a theme. And like Christmas time, there may be a Christmas pop-up bar or a A Beetlejuice pop-up bar, very popular.
Maybe a St. Patrick's Day bar coming up.
Yeah, where you just decorate the place. Here's the idea, guys. Tig and I create a pop-up bar that only has black lights in it. And the name of the bar is Stains. So you guys walk in. Hey, you don't tell everybody you're going to Stains. You dress properly. You dress in your clothing that doesn't have stains on it. You trick all your buddies into going into Stains. They walk in. They're covered in stains. And you all have a good laugh. Do you guys have any questions?
That would be interesting.
Because the black light detects, like...
It's got, stains. It has lint, you know. You think you're...
Fluids and stuff.
You think you're... Please don't be gross, Ty.
Yeah.
If you go into a skating rink sometime, Ty, you're like, oh, I have on a clean blouse. But you go into the skating rink, it's covered in lint, all kind of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that black light hits it.
Like genetic material.
That could turn out real bad real fast. Or it could be good.
In what way could it be good, Steve?
I was really reaching for that. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, leaning more toward the bad. But, yeah,
Doug,
I'll have to pass.
Doug, do you have any questions about Stains, the hot new pop-up bar?
I think some people would lose friends pretty quick.
Yeah, what if you had, like, stains on your forehead and stuff? Daniel, I think it would work for one time, and then everybody would figure out they don't want to go to Stains anymore.
Well, listen, that's why it's called a pop-up bar.
That would be a good tell-off.
That's why it's a pop-up bar. It's not, you know, you're not going to go to Stains every weekend. You go to Stains one time, you all have a good laugh, and learn a few things about yourself and your friends.
I don't see a big return on my investment on this, and for that reason, I'm out.
All right, Tig is out. Steve,
are you in?
Steve says no, our final shark, Doug. Doug, do you want to be a part of Stains?
I don't think so.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy being broke.
Stains coming to Tulsa soon.
Yeah, Stains. I'm going to be living in a mansion. You guys are going to be living behind Quick Trip.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
All right, free tickets now. Get to go to the Oilers game. That's a... good memory with the family there. So much fun. You get to ice skate. And Daniel, you also get a Tiger Daniel speaker.
Bluetooth, waterproof, wireless speaker. How
Daniel's live on TikTok right now. He wants everybody to know because he's got a big ego and he wants people to watch him. It's Tiger Daniel, T-I-G-E and Daniel on TikTok right now. He's live.
Yes. We have one viewer so far. Two. Here we go. Listen, guys.
You look good.
Thank you. I noticed we don't ever put it on you. That's your choice.
True dat.
Tig looks like that thing from the Crypt Keeper. Do you guys remember that thing that would pop up out of the coffin on Tales from the Crypt?
No. No.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Hot new joke.
Yeah, 40-year-old joke.
All right. Enough tomfoolery. Listen up. This is for tickets to the ice skating rink, the Oilers, and the speaker. All the answers will have the word ice in them. Have you guys got it?
Yes.
Ice is in the answer. We'll start with Alyssa. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
This is the enemy of the Titanic.
Iceberg.
Iceberg is correct. Sarah.
That they said if they didn't turn the ship and they just hit it head on, it wouldn't have sunk.
Who says that?
Right.
Science.
Go ahead.
Not sure.
All right. Thank you for that, Tig.
What is happening?
Sarah, this is the time of the woolly mammoths.
I don't know.
That would be Ice Age. Ice Age. Alyssa, Gretzky's sport.
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey is correct. Sarah. This is a viral 2014 challenge to raise money for ALS disease.
Ice skating?
Ice skating is incorrect. That would be the ice bucket challenge. Remember when everybody was doing that?
Yes.
Alyssa, this was the Basic Instinct murder weapon. Basic Instinct murder weapon.
Ice pick?
ice pick is correct. Sarah, this was the predecessor to the refrigerator.
Ice machine?
Ice machine is incorrect. Looking for, help her out, Tig.
Ice bucket? Ice chest?
Buzz yourself, too.
Okay.
The ice box.
Ice box.
Ice box. People used to have people bring a big chunk of ice to their house to put in their ice box.
Wouldn't the delivery man bring that in the mornings?
Wasn't alive back then, Tig. I don't know when the delivery man's schedule. He could have brought it at night, in the daytime.
You weren't alive in 1840?
No. Yeah. Alyssa, rapper who starred in Friday?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube is correct. Sarah, white rapper briefly popular around 1990.
Don't know.
All right, that would be Vanilla Ice. Alyssa, frozen carbon dioxide.
Ice? I have no idea.
More specifically.
I don't know.
That would be dry ice. Dry ice. Oh. And finally, Sarah, Nancy Kerrigan's footwear. Nancy Kerrigan's footwear.
I don't have no idea.
That would be ice skate. Let me tabulate the score here. Looks like Alyssa has defeated Sarah in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Alyssa, you've got a decision to make now. Will you hold on to these tickets or give them to Sarah? Sarah, why should Alyssa give you the tickets this morning? All right. After a very rousing speech by Sarah, Alyssa, it is up to you. Are you going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Sarah?
I will hold on to them.
All right. Alyssa is going to hold on to them. Well, guys, I appreciate you playing. If you could do me one last favor, give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Well, good morning. It's 7:56 with Tig and Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
People dealing with some sore throats. You've just gone through a bout of having a bit of a cold or whatever that turned out to be. Was your throat ever sore?
Yeah, that was the first thing I noticed, actually.
Some people are suggesting next time you have a sore throat, try to gargle pickle juice.
Is that right?
Yeah, the high salt content can reduce inflammation, give you some relief for maybe 15 minutes.
I went to the doctor with the sore throat a couple weeks ago. And I guess she was from, like, the 1800s, because you know what she told me to do? She goes, I know this sounds crazy, but gargle with salt water. And it sounds very rudimentary. However, it does work. And she was right. It does kind of help.
Yeah, the way you were cleared up, I mean, you sound like you weren't sick at all after about 3 to 4 weeks. So you really, chef's kiss on that doctor.
The salt water
Let
really
me ask
worked.
You this. When you're in the doctor's office, do you do a little snooping around?
Oh, I went to the doctor with my wife the other day, and in a show of solidarity, you know? Uh-huh. It was her appointment, but I went with her. Which, by the way, I don't know if they like that at the doctor's office, having to deal with two people in the room.
They don't care. Anyway.
I went through all the drawers.
Yes.
I saw that big popsicle stick thing they have. Mm-hmm. I saw Q-tips that are like twice as long as normal. I saw all the good stuff, man.
I like to open those drawers and see what's going on in there, a little snooping around, you know, because they knock before they come in.
Yeah, what is the knock, by the way?
I'm like, hey, this is your place. Why are you knocking?
They always go, okay, here's the problem I got with the knock, okay?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
So the doctor, before they come in, they knock. Like, what do they think you're doing in there? You know, are you doing something inappropriate and you need? But also, at the same time, they go, and then immediately open the door.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you were doing something inappropriate, they don't give you a second. They don't give you a beat.
There's not enough time in between knock and open.
So if you were doing something nefarious in that little room they put you in with the paper bed and all that,
mm-hmm.
they don't give you any time to fix it. They're just like, open door.
All right. Gotta have a little pause.
Yeah. What they should do is this.
And then you're like, come.
And then chill.
And then you go like, come on in. But I love to look around. In fact, sometimes I'm tempted to start taking items mm-hmm. and putting them in those drawers and cabinets so that when other snoopers are there, they might find something entertaining.
Well, Daniel used to do this thing at work where he'd put like a chicken finger in somebody's office. It wouldn't tell him.
Well, that was called the fester, where you put a chicken finger in some water and then you put it up on the shelf and eventually it reeks. That's so completely different. I wouldn't do that.
No, I think it's a good idea. Like if you go to the doctor and instead of taking them one of those big Q-tips, you leave a chicken finger in there. And then the next guy who comes in goes, what in the world is there a chicken finger in here for?
It wouldn't be bad. Cucumber, something like that.
Good morning, guys. It's the Bull. Daniel, would you like to hear the story of the coolest dog in Bartlesville today?
I would like to hear that. I love dogs. I think everybody should have a dog if they can, if they're be a good pet owner. Dog yeah. will bring, what do you think? Make your life about 10% better?
Yeah, they say that dogs and cats and stuff will add years to your life, right? Companionship and all that. Well, there's a dog in Bartlesville. He's a canine with the police. And you think about canines going in and sniffing for drugs and, you know, then smelling a shirt and going and looking for a convict that ran away or whatever. But check out what this dog in Bartlesville did with the police. This is from our buddy Cal Day at News on 6.
Thaddeus, the Bartlesville canine, keeps busy when it comes to seeking a scent. His handler, Officer Luke Reeves, trains him often.
He's very nose down, which means he keeps his nose on the ground looking for the odor that he's wanting to find.
Bartlesville police say Thaddeus was put to work here at the construction site of the new ag building where tools went missing.
Officers say similar crimes have happened before and the thieves stashed the tools in the area behind the job site. That's where Thaddeus got to work.
He's a pretty quick worker. It kind of helps that we had kind of a generalized location of these footprints led here, so we kind of started in that general direction.
Police say Thaddeus found the right scent, and within minutes, police were able to give the drills and batteries taken from the construction zone back to the rightful owners.
10, 15 minutes later, I called the officer who was taking the report and told him, hey, send him this way. We found his tools. And he's like, really?
Thaddeus is one of six canines working with Bartlesville police officers.
And with Thaddeus, I mean, this is, I believe, our second time that he's been able to recover some stolen property for it.
That's pretty cool, man. I didn't know that they could find tools and things like that. Can they find keys when I lose them?
I was going to say, I need to get a puppy of Thaddeus's and train it to find your remote control and your keys. Yes. Tig loses his remote control and keys so often that you just give up sometime.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you lost the remote once for like a week? You just sat there and just looked
just
at whatever was on?
I sat there in
on?
The dark and took it. I need Thaddeus's little kids to come out and search for that remote. So that's really cool, these dogs. I mean, you think of them like drug dogs and stuff, but they can also recover tools, which is frustrating because you'll read reports about, you know, if there's a guy who has a small business and his whole business revolves around his tools,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody steals them, then he's done.
That's right. We'll get a dog for Bartlesville for you. Name it after you. We'll call it Thaddeus.
You know, I just came to work today. I
what?
Don't know why you're coming after
I'm
me.
I'm honoring you by having a dog named after you. You should be
like, what did I do to you?
Me. What do you mean?
Did I make you upset
I'm
today?
I'm saying, well, no, not at all. I'm saying we'll get a dog to help you find your keys and your remote.
And what would you call the dog?
Thaddeus. In honor of like Thaddeus. I don't understand why you'd be offended by that. Could help you find snacks?
Like, what did I do to you
I
today?
Didn't, what are you talking about?
It's just like a random Wednesday and you're
Listen,
coming after me.
I'm not, though. Because, you know, if you have to be honored, to be named, something named after you, I don't understand why that's an insult. In no way was I insulting you.
So Thaddeus could help me find my remote.
Right.
My keys.
Other parts of your body you haven't seen in a long time?
Dude. Why are you so stupid? It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Good morning, Gus. We're talking about that dog in Bartlesville named Thaddeus. He's a police officer dog, like a canine. And I didn't know that dogs could go find other things other than drugs and stuff. But, you know, a big problem is when people steal your tools, especially if that's your livelihood, and Thaddeus in Bartlesville, working with the police, the canine unit, found somebody's tools that got stolen, which is pretty cool. Then Daniel said, I need to get Thaddeus's offspring to come find my remote controls and keys that I lose all the time. And said, because in honor of me, we need to call him Thaddeus, which hurt my feelings.
Well, it's an honor to be, you know, a dog to be named after you. We've got Eric Bam on the phone. Eric, what would you want a dog to help find for you?
Well, if you guys do get, you know, Thaddeus Jr., TJ, I'd like to borrow him a little bit here and there to find remotes in my house. We've got four keys. I think we have seriously eight remote controls because they're all that Roku remote, so they work on every TV. And I, fellas, the other day, Ruby, my daughter Ruby Doo, has, I think, a 24-inch TV in her bedroom. And I was in her bedroom the other day kind of straightening up. And by the way, Tiger, I had the same problem the other day that you did where I couldn't find a remote. I literally downloaded a remote app to my phone to use for the TV. I found four remotes under her bed the other day. Four. Four of them. I'm like, what in the world?
What is she doing with the remotes under the bed?
Well, I don't know. She's going to be five next Friday. Who knows what she does? She just loses them. They fall off the side of the bed, whatever, I guess. I don't know. But four remotes. Intervention.
Also, so, Eric needs to he needs to use that dog to find a new cell phone provider.
Yeah, better connection.
Uh-oh. Sorry. You know, I'm driving back from Liberty, Oklahoma, and so it's a little sketch out here, you know? Little sketch.
Well, I hear you. Well, yeah, if we get the dog, do you think it's a great insult that Ty would have a dog named after him? I don't understand why he's upset about it.
I don't either. Why, like, the original dog's named Thaddeus, and he's upset that you would name the dog Thaddeus?
Thaddeus, yeah.
No. The dog, dad dog in Bartlesville that solves crime is called Thaddeus, yeah. T-H.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Daniel says his kid, if I adopt him, should be called Thaddeus, F-A-T,
honor of me. Okay, yeah, that's a little insulting.
Well, I don't see how, guys.
Well, unless it was PH, you know, like how fat, you know, fat.
Yeah, like cool fat.
Cool fat. You know, by the way, pound, you know, whatever for that Revlex stuff. So don't forget about that. But if you got a fat dog, but yeah, I need to borrow the dog if you get the dog. So
I'm gonna get a dog for Daniel. Name it after him. It's gonna be Jackie.
Hey, by the way, Daniel, walk by your house. I went to Ambolini's yesterday.
All right. Well, don't be walking by my house. You go around my house.
Well, I walked by your house with my phone out, took a video, hoping to catch you maybe in your night trousers.
Oh, good, yeah. What Eric's referring to is one time one of Tig's neighbors came over, and I was getting ready for bed or whatever. I had on night trousers, flannel night pants, and then the guy, Ryan, takes a picture of me and sends it to Tig, which I think is a pretty big violation.
Yeah, that is.
He dresses like 1800s guy, like, you know, like I'm surprised he didn't have a candle with him. You know, those old stories where, you know.
What do you put on to go to bed, Tug? You put on like a tuxedo?
Buddy, I boxer it, buddy.
So you just walk in your house in your boxers?
When I go to bed, boxers and a t-shirt. You get dressed like Bob Cratchit.
Yeah, put on night trousers. You've got pajama pants.
I also wear night trousers, so yeah. That's pretty normal.
You're insulting Eric's whole family. He said they all wear night trousers over there. It's a night trouser bunch.
That's their business, not mine.
That's right. Our own business.
All right, Eric, have a good day, man.
See you, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, see ya. This is the number one song in the world last year, by the way, Daniel.
Mm-hmm. The whole planet.
Not even just country. I'm talking about the whole world. It's Last Night for Morgan Wallen on 98.5 The Bull. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning. It's Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, Daniel. How are you?
You feel like you're not susceptible to psychological tricks and things like that. Like you feel like maybe you're not influenced by TikTok or social media.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you are, but you know, we probably all are, right?
What do you mean? You mean?
Like, in other words, I might watch somebody watching something on TikTok or Facebook and I'll say, well, you know, clearly that's to try to influence them. Mm-hmm. And you might feel, I am not being influenced, but we are. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you have a friend of yours that maybe differs in political beliefs, go watch their TikTok feed or their Facebook feed and compare it to your own. You'll see the vast differences. all these psychological tricks that we think that we're not susceptible to, we are.
I don't disagree. Even when my son was 3 and 4 years old, he was susceptible to advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he wanted Oreos instead of something else. Even kids are susceptible.
We all are. It's, yeah. And I go to a grocery store and I see paper towels and I'm looking at all of them. I see the store brand and then I see Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
Yeah, and they do that thing on the Bounty commercials where they have the competitor. You know, they do a split screen and Bounty like looks like it picks up the green water better than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, I guess I should believe that.
We should be wondering, like, what is that green water? even small things like a smiley face on your receipt, they're finding out that makes you tip more. A study found putting emojis next to suggested tip amounts on restaurant receipts makes us tip more, like a neutral face emoji next to the 15% and then a smiley face next to the 25%. You know, when they flip that thing around and there's the three or four different buttons you can push?
Mm-hmm.
When they put those smiley faces on there and the smiley face is next to the 20% or 25%, tips go up by about 11%.
So it actually works psychologically.
Yeah. What in the world is that?
I thought they were just hitting on me.
I ain't talking about when the waitress draws the thing. I mean, like when they flip that thing around and there's the numbers.
Oh, I see.
That's where the emojis are.
Oh, because I see what you're saying. Sorry, I got lost. But I go to the golf course sometimes, mm-hmm. and I get a hot dog, and they flip that thing around, the iPad. And you're right. There's like, I was satisfied, which is kind of a neutral face. And then it was good. It's like a happier face and excellent. There's like teeth showing and a big grin.
Mm-hmm.
So we're more likely to choose the big grin, which gives them more money.
11% more likely to tip more.
Wow.
Now, let's address if the server draws a smiley face on your receipt, mm-hmm. they are not hitting on you. I've worked in restaurants before. The last thing you're feeling is romantic. In fact, in some cases, you don't like the people because people are rude sometimes. Have you ever been to a place and you thought maybe they were flirting with you and it turns out they were just doing their job?
I would say not restaurants necessarily, but bartenders, you know, late at night, the 1 a.m. And, you know, it's some girl and I know she doesn't like me. You know, look at me. But what she's trying to do is get a bigger tip, right?
Yeah, but some people actually think, uh-oh, this lady's into me.
Yeah, I know. Those guys are pathetic, but it's like, nah, she just wants your $20. She doesn't really like you because you're 75.
I feel bad for
the 18-year-old does not like you, buddy.
I feel bad for the server that actually is trying to hit on somebody.
You
and they just
know.
Dismiss it, yeah.
Yeah.
If that's ever happened. What do you think people at bars get hit on? The bartender gets hit on more or the server?
I think the bartender. Because people, they get the, you know, liquid courage, and then they think suddenly that, you know, if you're like 70, that somehow a 19-year-old likes you, that's crazy. And it actually disgusts me, to be honest. But
does it now?
Yeah. Because it gives every guy a bad rap. It's like, that's a creepy dude. A 19-year-old does not like a 75-year-old dude, right?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. So, and these guys get confused because the lady's being nice to them, but what they really want is you to tip them. Does that make sense?
I hear you.
All right.
Tyke's taking a stand.
Yeah.
He's like, hey.
You got me fired up.
He don't like the way it feels when you get hit on by an older man.
That's right.
I have one time been hemmed up with a very older
now,
lady.
This is a true story. Now, you guys do not change the channel because this is unbelievable. Daniel had the inverse happen. Usually you think, you know, classically, it's like an old guy hitting on a young lady or something. And, you know, pathetic. Daniel was a young guy, and you got hit on by an old lady.
Extremely hit on.
So it was like the opposite.
Yeah. And I used to think, well, people giving you unwanted attention, even if it's any kind of compliment at all, you'd be flattered. Turns out, no, you're very uncomfortable.
You actually knew what it was like to feel like a girl.
Well, to feel like anybody that's getting unwanted attention.
You think that every compliment would be a good compliment, but mm-hmm. really it's uncomfortable. And you got complimented by an older lady.
The lady pulled me aside and she's on up there and she goes, hey, why don't you come over to my house and I'll give you a bath. I'm like, I don't think I want a bath, ma'am. But she on and on was telling me how she would take care of me, treat me like a baby.
So you had a glimpse of what ladies go through.
It's not good.
Yeah. You think every compliment would be great, but it's really uncomfortable. Yeah. How was the bath?
Not bad. It was a pretty good bath, I will say.
Well, Daniel, 0% is back at Jackie Cooper Nissan, man. And they got 0% all over the lot. 0% for 72 months on the Rogue. So you think about spreading out your monthly payment to make it work in your budget. 72 months on the Rogue, 0% on Pathfinders, 0% on Altimas, all at Jackie Cooper Nissan.
Yeah, remember that 0% is based off your good credit. So see Jackie Cooper Nissan for finance details and restrictions. Right now, Tig, they're doing something. You really want a really good deal? They're cleaning out all the remaining 2023 vehicles.
So they got to get those things off the
lot.
You're
going to get a heck of a deal. And if you want to trade in your car, Jackie Cooper Nissan is going to pay you more, up to $1,500 more.
So you can go to Kelley Blue Book, look up your value, and they're giving you up to $1,500 more. And if you're like me, I would trade in my vehicle, and then you can use that towards payments on your 0% interest on the Rogues and the Pathfinders and the Altimas, all at Jackie Cooper Nissan. Check them out now, JackieCooperNissan.com. 0% financing with approved credit. See Jackie Cooper Nissan for details and restrictions.